Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. I'm so glad that you decided to spend part of it with us here. This show should be like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. There's so much to do, but we're going to get through a couple really cool places during the next several minutes, 25 minutes or so. Let's head to Hayward Lakes. Mindy Simons is the executive director of the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. Mindy, thank you so much for being with us.
It's always great to be here.
All right, this is going to be fun. For listeners who have never been to Hayward, how would you describe it? What makes it so special?
Well, you know, Hayward sits in the heart of Wisconsin's Northwoods, and we're surrounded by over 200 lakes just right here in Sawyer County alone. The legendary Chippewa flowage, which covers over 15,000 acres of water, is practically in our backyard, just about a 15-minute drive from downtown Hayward. So we've got a lot of small town charm, but we've got world-class outdoor adventure. You can basically fish for a trophy muskie in the morning and then browse a local festival by the afternoon. So there are so many things to do, and we are really a genuine four-season destination. But of course, summer's when it all really comes alive. Lakes start to warm up, trails open, and festivals fill the calendar. So we're a close drive, about 2.5 hours from the Twin Cities, about five, six hours from Chicago, depending on where you're at. So it's a quick escape that feels really worlds away.
Oh, Mindy, it sure does. All right, so let's get into some of this. Muskie Festival, this is world-renowned. This is a big deal. Tell us about Muskie Festival.
It is. This is kind of our official, unofficial start to summer. This is the festival that's held June 26th to 28th, Main Street in downtown Hayward. It's one of our largest area summer celebrations. Basically celebrating our fishing heritage, our world record muskies, but there's all sorts of fun events, live music, arts and crafts, food booths, a carnival, a run walk. There's street dances, and then everything wraps up on Sunday with a big parade. So there's family-friendly events throughout the whole weekend, kids' games, face painting, all of that stuff. If you want to learn more, you can actually visit muskiefest.com for a full listing of all of the events taking place.
Oh, that's so fun. Mindy Simons is with us. She's the executive director of the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. The Lumberjack World Championships, this is another thing that's just so huge. Tell us about it.
It is, absolutely. It's held annually at the historic Lumberjack Bowl here in Hayward. It's been running since 1960. This year it will be held July 16th through the 18th. There's over 100 competitors from all around the world. They compete in 21 events for more than $75,000 in prize money. Mm-hmm. So these are events that really are modernized to bring back the history of the logging industry in the Hayward area. So there's log rolling, speed climbing, axe throwing, a chainsaw competition, chopping, boom running, all sorts of fun events. It actually draws almost 12,000 spectators over the 3 days.
Wow.
It's really incredible. There's brand new bleacher seating, great views of the water, food vendors, all sorts of fun stuff. It's really become a phenomenal event in the Hayward area. If you haven't ever been, I absolutely suggest that you attend at least once in your life.
So that same weekend is something really cool that happens. So make a weekend out of this in Hayward. Tell us about the Honor the Earth powwow.
You bet. The Honor the Earth powwow homecoming celebration is hosted by the Lucouturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwa. It's held the same weekend as Lumberjack Championships, July 17th and 18th. It's a great celebration of culture, music, dance, and Ojibwa tradition. One of the most meaningful events in the area for sure. Gives visitors a deep appreciation for our heritage, the Native American tribe that's been here for years. And there's multiple grand entries. There's a spirit run. There's a bunch of visiting drum groups and so much more. They've got an extensive list on their Facebook page with more information.
I love that. All right, Mindy, give us your best tips for families that want to plan a special trip.
You bet. There are lots of places to stay here, but booking early is essential, especially lakeside cabins and resorts. They fill up fast, especially around festival weekends. It's never too late to plan around one of the signature events like Muskie Festival or Lumberjack World Championships and just build your trip from there. Rent a pontoon. Go spend a day on the Chippewa flowage. If you don't want to fish, you can just tool around and view the scenery. No fishing license required. Mm-hmm. And really, probably the best piece of advice I would give people is to stop by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau Visitor Center. Get free trail maps, planning resources, fishing reports, and local tips from our information specialists. They're always ready to help.
That is such good advice. And I'll throw one more in there. Check out the website. It's a great website. HaywardLakes.com. It's that easy. HaywardLakes.com. You can find shopping, dining, lodging, event information. It's all right there. Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau Executive Director Mindy Simons. Mindy, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
You got it. Hey, up next, let's head to Sheboygan when Experience Wisconsin continues on WTMJ.